Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Love, head of banking and fintech at Trevilian. And today I am joined with Christian Roop from Horicon Bank. He's the VP of Innovation and Strategy. And nice to have you on, Christian.
Yeah, it's good to speak with you.
Yeah, and we actually just started getting to know each other. We have some mutual friends in the industry, and I've done a lot of recruiting in the Wisconsin landscape. And even though you're nowhere near Wisconsin, correct?
I'm not. I'm in Atlanta, but I visit Wisconsin many, many times a year.
In the warm months, I would think, right?
You know, yes, but also I've been up there during the winter, and I always say I like it because you still don't want to be outside in the winter in Atlanta, but up there you've got something you can do. You can snowboard, go snowmobiling, whatever it is. So I thought it was fun.
Well, I heard that if you visit in the cold times, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, they're even more friendly and hospitable because you're coming up in the cold months. But well, we were talking a little bit, Christian, about your background and your, you know, kind of trajectory within the banking and fintech space. And even though you're now at a 125-year-old bank, you were actually tech-minded first. You weren't a banker first. So tell me just a little bit more about your story with Monato, the company that you founded, and then Horicon.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I was saying, you solve what you know, especially as an entrepreneur. You try to solve the problems that are around you. So in college, obviously, that's a time where people like to spend frivolously, I guess. And so wanting to start a company, wanting to build something, we started building Monato, which our product was RoboSave, where we could automate savings. You know, we look at how much money you're making and spending and determine what you need to save, and we can automate that saving. So $2 today, maybe $4 in a couple of days, 20 cents the next time. The goal is to not feel the money coming out. So we built that, got fortunate enough to get a little bit of an investment and get into an accelerator, which pushed us into the banking world. And that's where really the story, I guess, kind of starts in this trajectory where we really learned about banking. We learned about the technology around white labeling it and iframes and SSOs and how the cores and mobile and online vendors work together. And through that, started selling our product. Monato was awesome. It was growing. We got to meet cool people and got customers. And then through that, you know, like I said, you try to solve the problems around you. So being around a lot of banks, it was, man, if a bank or credit union would just do this, or if why did all their apps look like this and do this and not what the fintechs are doing like this? And fortunately, one of our customers at the time, Horicon Bank, was, you know, started asking questions and, hey, we're having this problem. How would you solve it? And so that, I guess that kind of became, like you said, a self-fulfilling prophecy where, you know, I started itching to take this bank and work with them to try to solve the problems that I wanted to solve. And fortunately, Horicon, Mark Nelson over at Horicon Bank asked if there would be a time where I'd want to come over and help them solve those problems. And it just worked out perfectly to be able to come on and have some fun.
Yeah, and what you told me is that their way of pushing their technological kind of frontier open was hiring you and acquiring Monato, which, you know, a lot of banks out there are thinking, man, how do we, you know, innovate? It usually comes down to maybe one person or nobody that is thinking innovatively, you know, on a staff at smaller banks. And their idea was, let's bring Christian and Monato to help us do that. I think it's a really forward-thinking, unique idea that they had.
Yeah, and you know, they wanted to innovate. They have been innovative for a while. Like everything that they've done, they've been thinking, how can we, you know, do this in a way that looks toward the future? And yeah, so they wanted to kind of take that step. So when the opportunity came up, they took it, and I'm glad they did. It's been fun.
Well, and an interesting thing too, to me, is that you're, you know, younger, you are, you know, maybe you're more of a techie. And when you decided to join them, you know, I know that you basically kind of had to really ask them, like, I want to innovate. We got to make sure. And you said that they were innovating, so it felt like a good fit, I bet. But I'm sure you were a little maybe gun shy to join an old stodgy bank, you know, stereotypes here. Right?
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, we had to make the right decision. And so we needed to know that this decision was the right decision. And we'd talked to a credit union bank before about a similar kind of thing where they brought us on, they would bring us on to do this stuff. But Horicon Bank made it clear that, you know, we're not going to slow you down. We want to run alongside you. We want to do this together. We want to invest in technology, and we're going to invest in technology no matter what. So we'd love to have you come on and help us do that. That, as well as just the people being great, you know, kind of helped us push it over the edge, and we've been running.
And so I'm curious to hear, you know, what's in store for Horicon and RoboSave, and what other frontiers you're trying to, you know, kind of move into.
Yeah, our big focus is just that architecture. I it's the same thing I'll say. I heard this quote last week, which is features are fleeting and architecture endures. And so that's, I'm not trying to guess what's going to be the next big thing. I'm currently trying to build the architecture that will allow us to immediately, you know, onboard the next new thing whenever we decide it's what we think we should be focusing on. So many banks right now, if they see opportunities and they see these cool products and they say, man, I'd love to do that, but the process of integrating it and dealing with that whole process it makes it to where it might not be worth it. So if we can get it to where our, you know, we can immediately do an ROI study because our data is set up, we can immediately see how many people in our bank would qualify or maybe work with a product like this. And then have the mobile and online vendor that we can immediately onboard this new fintech company and integrate it effortlessly and make it look like it's a part of what we've been providing forever. That doesn't just happen. You know, that takes a lot of investment, a lot of time, and a lot of strategy to make it to where the next time a huge opportunity comes, or the next time there's a way that we can help our customers, something like PPP, you know, we're not going to have to manually figure these things out and be running around like a chicken with our head cut off. We can immediately say, here's an opportunity, here's a problem we can solve. Let's look at the data, let's look at the vendors out there, and we can go from it taking 6 to 12 months to maybe find something that looks cobbled together to within less than a month, we've got something that's so integrated, it looks like we built it ourselves, and we've had it all along. And that's the goal. It's not what's the next flashy thing, but it's what's going to allow us to do that next flashy thing when all the numbers make it so obvious that we need to be doing this.
Well, no, I love that. Architecture endures. And when those crazy moments happen, you know, that creates opportunity. I'm curious, is it lean and mean at Horicon? Do you have a lot of support? And I know we have a mutual friend, Serene Wilkie, who joined your bank, and I think the world is Serene. But I know she's helping a lot. But, you know, the angle of this question is a lot of people who watch this might be smaller banks trying to think like Horicon. And they wonder, how many people, how big's the team, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's anything crazy. We have all the we have all the pieces that we need, but we're not, we've got 210 employees across the entire institution. We're about 1.2 billion in assets. So we're by no means, you know, crazy with the amount of people we have, but we have the pieces in place. So it's, you know, we have a vision that we're running towards, and our marketing team is able to do things. Our data team is able to get the data that we need. We need to just provide them the right tools to enable them to be able to do more, you know, not just hire more people we want to make it to where the people that we have are able to be as efficient as possible, and they're able to use what they're good at. They're not having to spend hours and hours just dealing with a process that's outdated. But yeah, our team is it's a normal size team. I would say we have one developer, a couple of people that are on the data side, you know, four or five people in the marketing department, but we're able to make the most out of them.
I appreciate that. And, I'm curious, as you look at the industry, always like to hear what banks, specific banks or companies or fintechs excite you, inspire you, or people.
Yeah, I mean, we could spend hours on just listing people and institutions. On the bank side, you know, it's no names that would be surprising. I think the people that we're looking at, I'm specifically looking at NBKC, Cross River, all the big ones, Coastal, people that are investing in, I guess, Bass specifically for those three, but not even just that, but, you know, people that are investing in heavily focusing on one area, that niche is something that's important. And even on, I guess, the banking to consumer side, you've got like Nerve and some of those banks that are heavily focusing on one group of people that have a very unique need. Those are the things that are possible today because of all the architecture and infrastructure that people are able to build. On the fintech side, there's a lot as well. You know, anything that is going to help us look like a fintech company, or at least help us provide an experience that's not going to make a consumer say, I'd rather just use, you know, this neobank or this fintech because their onboarding is cooler. So we love Mantle. We love, we love Total Expert. And there's plenty that we aren't even partnered with that I think are really cool. And, you know, maybe one day we'll get there. But there's thousands and thousands of people that we like. And I guess that's the hope of us building this architecture out, is that we'll be able to work with more because we'll have a process of integrating them. My biggest fear is, you know, looking like having our app look like Frankenstein. I don't want 20 fintech companies just in our menu that, you know, maybe 3% of our customers will want to use each one. We want it to be integrated. We want to use data to show the customers the products that make sense for them and the features that make sense for them. And so that's what we're investing in now.
No, I appreciate that. Some of those banks you mentioned are on Trevilian's Tech Forward Bank Index, which you'll definitely have to check out. I guess the last question I have for you, Christian, is we were talking about it right as we were starting to record. You're wearing a hat. And you said you're a big hat guy, and I don't wear them because, you know, I talk to a lot of bankers and, you know, it's kind of it would be a weird thing for me to be wearing a hat sometimes, but I wanted to hear your take on that.
Yeah. I mean, I love diversity. I think it's the only way that you can solve problems for people that you serve is listening to the people that you serve and, you know, not making it to where every person trying to solve the problem looks the same. Because when you do that, you solve problems for people that look like that. And so it's almost a way to make, you know, make us think, you know, we're individuals. We do things differently. If I looked like a slob, that'd be one thing. I don't think it looks like a slob. You know, lots of in the fintech world, we're more comfortable, but our clothes are just as nice, I think, just in a different way. It's a way to make you feel comfortable with people that look different. You know, there's nothing wrong other than it's just not something that you typically see. And so if that's the only thing that's different about it, then let's get comfortable with working with people that you might not see every day. You might not look like you. Horcon Bank definitely needs to get better at that, as well as most banks. But I do think I think we're improving. I'm hoping to be a part of forcing us to improve in that way. And I'm hoping that banks realize that if you're serving a community and yet none of your employees are in that community or you know, have the experiences or perspectives of someone in that community, it's not possible for you to provide services that solve their needs. It's, like I said, you solve the problems that are around you. If you're not around those problems, there's no way that you can provide those things. So maybe it's a stretch to think that a hat is getting that across, but that's what's going on in my mind.
I love it. No. And it's more than just kind of like a thing. It represents something. Yeah.
Techie people look, they have the same style as me. Usually, maybe, you know, we all have our own thing, but we're a little bit more casual, but no less serious, no less. We have the same goals. So same thing. You can't provide a product that's perfect for a really techie person if you don't have someone who's very techie on your team.
I love it. It's, you know, you're exactly right. Perspective is everything. That's my takeaways from this. Hearing other perspectives, collaborating with diverse teams, and that architecture endures. It all kind of goes together. And it sounds like a pretty fun ride you're going to have at Horicon and in the industry over the next many decades. Next time I'll wear my Phillies hat. You'll wear your Braves hat.
I'm going to say, maybe not Philly.
Yeah. Well, our NL East rivalry. I'm not sure if you're a Braves fan. But,
I am, very much so.
There we go. In any event, I really, really thank you for hopping on this call. And it was wonderful to get to know you. Thank you, Christian.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks for having me.